T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeremy Jeffress, JJ, thanks for joining us as you do every week. And you've had a chance to close out some games, some big games, some important moments. And that to bring that emotion to the end of a game has got to be an exciting feeling.
Thank you, guys. Once again, it's my pleasure each and every week to be joining you guys. But, yes, that is a moment that I cherish, man. It's the best, one of the best feelings in the world.
JJ, you've got an interesting thing going in September. The Brewers are in a playoff push, but the rosters are still expanded. So there's this interesting mix. Your bullpen is it's a big room right now. It's a lot of people in the room, but it's not just sort of coasting in. There's the combination of more characters, but also, you know, high-pressure situations. How has that combination worked?
I think it's the guys that's in the bullpen now. They're trying to see what role that they're going to fit in towards the end of this year and in the playoffs. Not everybody's going to be on the playoff roster. So I think Counts is trying to, you know, see who can pitch towards our game. You know, we got some great arms in there, and everybody's excited to be there. They're ready to pitch. They see the excitement of each and every game, you know, especially when the team starts to get in the bullpen. So I think we're just going to, you know, see what we got and, you know, and then go from there.
Bullpen is also a place where a lot of funny things happen during a game. Guys, you know, get out there, have some fun in those initial innings. Who's, you know, I think we know among the main relievers, but now with the expanded room, who are some of the funny guys out there?
I think it's been the same. Story is starting to break out of his shell. We always talk about, you know, things that we do throughout the day, and you know, each story has something different, and you know, we get on each other once, you know, when we do crazy things. But I think everybody's just collectively as a group out there having fun, making sure that everybody's staying loose, and you know, it's good.
Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers relief pitcher, joining us here, and we've been enjoying this run for sure. And no matter where you are in this Brewers roster, this Brewers team, you have certainly been enjoying what you see from Christian Yelich. Another cycle last night. This is a special season from a special player and someone that you know well. What has it meant to watch this guy develop the way he has in his first year in Milwaukee?
It's great. When he came over, he came over with open arms and an open mind. He's a very, very coachable player, and you know, you don't find that throughout the major leagues and minor leagues and stuff like that. But he's a very coachable player, and he wants to win. His drive to win is just immaculate. Honestly, I've told people this before when he was on other teams. This guy is going to be a great player throughout his whole career. It's just the way he plays the game each and every day. It does not change. From his success to his failure, his gameplay does not change. And I think that's what we need out of a leader. That's what we need out of a, you know, a guy that plays every single day. And, you know, this guy is just living up to his potential, man. He's a phenomenal guy. Each and every day he goes out there, we're like, Christian Yelich is going to carry us, and he's going to play his game, and we know what to expect out of him. And it's definitely been fun to watch. And I know the fans have been excited to watch it as well.
See, I think sitting in the Brewers' bullpen with Yelich at the plate is a different scenario. A lot of times left-handed batters, you're not thinking anything could head your way. But Yelich, one, has power, but two, has left-center field kind of power. You got to be on the lookout, man.
I'm telling you. And I realized that, you know, by facing him, I faced him once. I'm 0-for-1 off of him. Well, he's 1-for-1. I'm 0-for-1. He took a 2-0 changeup that I literally thought was going to hit the ground off the wall in left center in Texas. And it was unbelievable. I mean, the fact that this guy, you know, knows the plate, knows the strike zone, and can take the ball the opposite field, you know, and then can take you really deep, full side, is amazing.
Yelich has been a big booster and energy-wise, obviously, for this team as he's done so many great things in September. You go through 150 now of 162 games, and I think it's understandable that guys fatigue a little, and it's, you know, you don't respond maybe as well. What else keeps a team going when you get to, I don't know, the pennant chase, the playoff chase is part of it, but what helps to keep you going day to day when you get to September?
Just having fun, actually. When you come to the park and you don't have success, this game is designed for you to fail 80% of the time, 70-80% of the time. So when you come to the park, you look for the positives. You look for the things that you do right, like in success, when you have success. And you take that and take it to the next day. Every time that you fail, you just have to understand that it's going to happen. So I think the biggest key is have fun and cherish the positive moments when you're playing.
So many positive moments this year for sure. Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers relief pitcher, joining us here. And I always have interesting questions when we do interviews like this about, you know, how you settle on certain things in your career. For example, you wear jersey 32. Now, it's actually my favorite jersey number. Now, I go back a little ways. That goes back for me to Steve Carlton when I was a little kid watching Lefty, and he was incredible. How did you arrive at 32 as a number?
When you get traded as many times as I do, you just get what's in the bag. most of the time, when you're a veteran, you can come over and you've had that number for overtime, and they still have the number, they'll give it to you. Or there's times where there's a guy that's like, hey, this guy's the guy, man. I don't want to take this guy's number, you know. If I had 57 and K-Rod came back, he's got 57. Yeah. I promise you that. You know, so when I went to Texas, they had I forgot who was 21. They had a guy that was 21, and so I got 23. And when I came back over here, obviously Shaw was 23. I'm at 21, and Keon was 23. So I'm like, whatever's in the back, Shogger. So, you know, that's how I got 32. But it's a magical number. I look at it as a lot of different ways. You know, you take numbers like that, and you know, you get superstitious, and you know, you start finding ways that it can become you. 32 has definitely become me. It's just a magical number, I feel like, so I'm enjoying it.
I think it's interesting, too, that some players, when they come up as young players, they'll be assigned some crazy high number, and then they like it, and they keep it. And I am thinking specifically of Hader, who's been 71. It looks like a spring training number, but I think he might keep it, right?
Exactly. It fits them. You know, I feel like a 71 can be like it's a skinny number, you know? It's like a linky number. It's long, you know, 71. It just fits him perfectly, and he likes it too. He's like 71, man. It's different. So, and he's like, and I'm different, brother. So that's what he does.
Then we might have to give Thames a different. He's just seven, and that's
seven.
That's a thick guy, Eric Thames.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I mean, he got seven. He had seven over there, didn't he? In Korea, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's funny stuff. I'm always curious by that, too, because, you know, there are certain franchises where, I mean, obviously, you know, if you come to Milwaukee, there's certain ones that you just can't have, the numbers that are retired.
Just can't have.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, if Bronny happened to go to another team, I'm pretty sure he'll get the number 8.
Even if they got to pull it off the back of an established player.
I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure he'll get 8.
And the other half is, too, and I've heard about this. Tell me if you've heard about this, too, where if you come in and you get someone else's jersey. Now, I think this just happened with Ed Cedar, where there's some sort of little gift that's given back. If you give me this jersey number, then, you know, here's a couple cases of beer or something.
You know, that's out of respect. That's definitely out of respect. The Ed Cedar situation, him and Lo Kane has been so tight for – I mean, since the day Lorenzo got drafted. You know, he was drafted since the Brewers, got traded. You know, he's back. But they developed a relationship before Lorenzo even left Lorenzo came back that, you know, he asked for the number and it wasn't a problem. But Eddie Cedar did say, hey, man, this ain't going to come easy, you know. that's the fun part. And that's the part where, you know, the guys are, you know, tightly as a group, you know. and we're able to do those type of things. And it's all out of just respect, fun, and, you know, it could be gag gifts sometimes, or it could be, you know, a lot of expensive gifts. But, you know, it's fun, though.
I won't get a chance to say this to you later in the week, JJ, so I'm going to say it now. Happy birthday. It's Friday.
I appreciate it.
You're going to be in Pittsburgh. Wouldn't it be nice and, you know, to maybe, you know, start things off in one of these, you know, emotional ninth innings, get yourself a big save on your birthday?
That would be totally awesome. And, you know, that would be the best birthday gift ever. A W and a save on the same day with the greatest guys in the world that's fighting for what we want and what we believe in. It would be awesome.
11 games to go into regular season, and JJ, I'm hoping 3 or 4 weeks from now we're still talking about Brewers baseball. Been a fun run. I do not want it to end.
Me neither, brother.
Jeremy Jeffress, again, thanks for joining us. Brewers reliever, looking forward to seeing you tonight and tomorrow at the ballpark.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jeremy Jeffress joins us weekly, and he does so on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.